This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
With me, as always, most always, Jason Casey. Hello, Jason.
Hello, hello.
And Kareem Daniels.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ah, the Friday episode.
Boom.
You may be listening on another day, and that's okay.
That's fine.
Because it's an on-demand radio show that you can listen to whenever and wherever you would like for free.
Doing whatever you please.
As always, you can be in the bath if you like.
You can be.
Mm-hmm.
You can be up in a hot air balloon.
Ladies, you can be in the bath with your legs akimbo, slightly under that faucet, achieving incredible pleasure while laughing along.
Exactly.
I'm just painting a picture.
Yeah, thanks. Now I have a... Yeah.
A boner?
A
what?
A boner.
What do you have now? What's going on?
Remember, she's 8 months pregnant, so the wind blows a boner now.
True.
When he puts his drawers on, he gets a boner. No.
Is there going to be a...
I cough right. And I get a boner.
It's like being in junior high again, isn't it?
It's pretty awesome.
Is it?
Carl's right, and he got to change his drawers.
It's just like middle school. It is so much like middle school, you have no idea.
Oh, welcome back. Hey, congratulations, by the way, to Ty Steele and his lovely wife, who he's the anchor at Fox 40 here in Sacramento. They just had their second child.
Oh,
congratulations.
So that's two daughters.
Oh.
And also congratulations to Bald Brian from the Adam Carolla Show. He is a father for the first time.
Oh, the baby came, huh?
The baby came.
Yeah. Awesome.
The baby came. So two people that I'm going to say no, because mm-hmm. I actually, Bald Brian was interviewed on this podcast a few years ago.
Yep, I listened to that podcast.
So you can go back and search that out. It's on the website, natedarlingshow.com. All the shows are there. So feel free to go back and listen, and feel free to click that Shop Amazon tab and buy yourself something nice, because you deserve it.
Gosh darn it, you do.
You do. You're good people. Get yourself something nice. Before we get going, any weekend plans for y'all? Kareem, I'll start with you.
I'm going to a wedding on Sunday.
Sunday.
My kid's in town for her wedding shower this weekend, so I'm going to meet with her and her DJ, mm-hmm. which is a friend of mine, on Saturday, so we can figure out that. And I'm going to see Big Head Todd and the Monsters on Friday.
Oh, mm-hmm. Blast from the past.
Yeah.
So. Haven't heard of them in a while.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you? Anything fun?
My brother is getting married.
Oh, is this... do you have to go to Manteca to get a tux?
Oh, man. Tomorrow?
Tika?
Tomorrow I will be driving to Tracy.
Oh, it's a lovely drive.
Yeah, at 5 p.m. it's perfect. Like, leaving Folsom at 5 p.m., it's just about the best slice of heaven you could get.
So I think there is like a bypass that you can take to avoid a lot of that nonsense.
Right, Grantline.
You've already looked at that.
Yeah, go to Grantline and just take it straight across.
But the problem is that I have a friend, Tony, who also needs to get a tux, and he's meeting me at my house.
Well, maybe Tony can meet you on Grantline Road.
No, see, he lives in Plumas, and...
Maybe Tony can meet you at work.
Maybe Tony can
go out of his way a little bit.
He already is.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't sound like it.
Wait. Is Tony your friend or your brother's friend?
My brother's friend. He's in the wedding.
Well, then you only owe Tony from Grantline to to Manteca.
I know I don't owe him, but at the same time, like,
uh-huh.
I'd much rather take another hour in the drive and have somebody with me than be by myself for the complete 3 hour, 4 hour drive.
You know what this really means. He wants to go home and poop before he goes.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
This is about going home to the home bowl and dropping your log before you hit the road.
That could be it also. That's it, yeah. I usually have to do that once before I could. Yeah. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah, because I'm not the type of guy that likes to do that at work. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, it's the best at work. You're getting paid to poop.
But see, I'm too much of a company man. Like, I work for a very small company. You know what I mean? Like, if I worked for Fox, I might be cool with it.
Listen, it's not a matter of being cool with it. It's a matter of sometimes you have to go.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Without a doubt.
You don't want to get backed up.
But I prefer to do it. I try to do it before work and then I do it after work. So, you know.
You don't want to have a squidgy turtle head poking out all the way home.
That's the worst, though. That is the worst.
You don't want that. And then next thing you know, there's a tractor trailer on fire in front of the strip club and stuck in traffic.
It's a good excuse, though.
It is.
It's a good excuse.
I had to pull off because I was cresting.
You're telling me there wasn't any other place you could go? No.
No. None that are open to the public. They're all warehouses.
They're all warehouses.
This weekend we are brewing beer.
Ooh.
We are doing our wedding brew at YOLO Brewing Company because they are the ones in town that you can go in and be your own home brewer. Use all their stuff, though.
Oh.
So we are brewing up a batch of our very own extra special, extra secret beer that will be available only at the wedding.
Oh, that's sounds very yeasty.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. So we're going to get customized labels and the whole thing. And I said, okay, am I going to be able to get like 100+ bottles in one batch of beer, or are we going to need two batches of beer?
Mm-hmm.
And the response was, if you go 12-ounce bottles, you should get 100 and I think 115 bottles, something like that. So that's what it is. Those are going to be the favors.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be the favors. And if you're someone who doesn't drink, like Jason, I can just give you a label, a commemorative label and a cap, because we're getting custom caps and labels.
Oh, awesome.
So if you don't want to have a bottle of beer around your house, which is understandable, we can go ahead and do that.
Oh, well, Chris will be able to drink the bottle of beer soon enough.
She'll want to, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I've been putting up with this.
This sounds like a hoppy time.
Yeah. Well, not as hoppy as you'd think. It's going to be more malty than hoppy, I believe.
Ooh.
So it'll be a good time. Get to brew the beer. The real, I'm going to say in quotes, fun is going to be when we bottle it. Because the appointment that we took, she told me they have 11, 11:30, 12, and 12:30 appointments. So it tells me it's going to take about a half hour to get the batch ready to go into the process. It's going to take way more than that to bottle 100 bottles of beer.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to help bottle beer sometime in November, we're going to need a hand. Mm. Yay. So that's coming up. That's the big thing this weekend. And not sure what else. I mean, we're clicking along with the wedding plan. We've got our list. We're checking stuff off of. We've got homework from the photographer and the DJ that we need to get done this week.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I think we're pretty well. I mean, getting the invitations out was the big, big thing that was right there.
Have you guys thought about, like, aisle music, walking down the aisle music?
I have entrance music, Jason.
You do?
I have entrance music.
All right.
Play that funky music, white boy.
You know, I'm going to go ahead. Let me see if I can find.
Are you doing anything by the Vitamin String Quartet?
No. I am going to be having. Let me see if I can. Why is this? Why is it not showing up? It's going to be in here somewhere. Oh, it's alphabetical. That's why. Not in sequence of when I bought it. I just updated Apple. Is something going to show up missing? Let me see if here. Reckless intent. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, here it is.
There it is.
Here it is. Here is the music that not just me, but the
wedding party.
The wedding party guy's side, which will include one lady, will be entering to this. I'm not quite sure why my iTunes is sounding so tinny these days, but this is the entrance music for the guys.
Awesome.
Yes. So
are they going to have capes that they're going to whirl around?
Oh,
you'll see.
They'll be like,
and then they go to Riverdance.
It's gonna be Riverdance, and like, gonna come out on point.
It's gonna be a combination of flamenco and Riverdance.
You'll see.
All right.
You'll see what happens.
I don't know now that I've heard this. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I guarantee you have not heard this, and there's a specific reason why you have not heard this.
Did you make that?
No. No. It is. It is from it's a wrestler's theme, actually.
Of course it is. Is this like a Russian wrestler or a Jewish wrestler?
It's actually Japanese, Jason.
Oh, okay.
You were a terrible racist.
I am. who is it?
It is Shinsuke Nakamura. Oh, it's because the equalizer. Who would set the equalizer to flat? That's terrible. No wonder it sounds like that. Hold on, let me, this will be better.
That sounds like bagpipes right there.
It's actually a violin.
I know.
Anyway, so that's, yes, there is music picked.
All right.
There is music picked. You asked, there is music picked for that. Look, it's going to be a spectacle.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a spectacle. There is going to be entrances.
Like how could I have not thought that it would be similar to Raw Monday Night or like any other like WWE where people are like coming out from like the hallway.
It's going to be an entrance that that happens.
Fog machine. I got it.
It's going to be
strobe
good.
Strobe lights.
Don't build it up too much. Here's something that you might be interested in if you ever wanted to, we were mentioning pooping in high style. The Guggenheim's 18-karat gold toilet is now available for public use.
Yes.
There you go, Jason.
Can't wait.
Yeah. The golden toilet at the Guggenheim Museum was made available for public use last week. They shared a photo of the fully functional 18-karat gold toilet, America, created by Italian sculptor whose name I'm not going to butcher, and announced that the sculpture was installed in one of the museum's public restrooms. How appropriate for a potential Trump presidency. It's good. It's huge. It'll handle a big load.
It should have a diamond that sticks right up the middle when you sit down.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The toilet was installed unceremoniously by a trusted plumber.
I wonder what's going to prevent people from, like, scraping, you know, pieces of the gold, you know, for sale.
I don't know. I can't go to a public restroom where someone hasn't carved their initials in the seat.
Yeah.
And by the way, how is your life going that you're down there on your knees or bent over a toilet carving your initials in the seat where everybody's had their ass pressed up against it?
Oh, you know, it's special.
You know we're special. I always tell everybody that most men are... a half a chromosome away from being retarded.
The R word. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just channeled my inner Christiana.
Trigger.
Here's some good news or bad news, depending on your point of view. Google and Chipotle are testing burrito delivery drones.
Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
No.
They've teamed up with researchers at Virginia Tech to begin testing the possibility of delivering burritos by drone.
No way.
Way?
That is scary.
Well, the bowl, maybe not a burrito bowl, but a burrito. The initial test deliveries are limited to a few hundred participants on an undisclosed location on Virginia Tech property. Is that where Dick Cheney used to hang out? The undisclosed location?
Yes.
That's why they did it, so he could have a burrito. A student says, I hope it starts here and spreads everywhere. I think it could be a really good idea. A few select participants are able to order their food from a kiosk.
Wait, how is it a few selected participants can order it from the kiosk?
Like, well, maybe they've had to sign up for other experiments at the college.
Oh, man.
Said it right, to experiment.
At which point, it is prepared in an on-site Chipotle food truck before being flown to its destination by a drone. The experiments were a joint effort between Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership at Virginia Tech and Google's Project Wing. Project Wing, the Chinese superstar. According to the Roanoke Times, Google said the drones would be flown autonomously, although pilots would be on standby in case of any incident. Oh, no. Data from the flights will also be collected and supplied to the FAA, who plans to use the technology to deliver medicine, batteries, and other items to rural or disaster-stricken areas. Now, there's a good reason. So you scoff at the burrito, but there's a logical reason.
I guess if they're, I mean, I wonder if they're using tracking data also, like using Bluetooth and things like that. Like if you have to log on at the kiosk, but then also use your phone to, you know, help look.
Boring nerd talk. Boring. Bring me a burrito. Just bring me a burrito. That's all I want. Meanwhile, while we're on Google, you know how Google Street View, if you see a person, they blur their face. They put that technology in because
but it blurs stuff that's
they got sued because people were like, you didn't blur my face. Mm-hmm. And I was going into the porn shop. Well, they've gone too far. They've now blurred a cow's face. In Cambridge, England, the Google Street View face blurring typically blurs license plates and human faces, but it was an editor for The Guardian that recently discovered it also respects the privacy of cows. A black cow near the River Cam at Cove Fen in Cambridge was afforded a moment of privacy that it didn't have seconds earlier in photos taken from farther away.
I was going to say, murr, mother.
Google's spokesperson said the automatic face blurring technology has been a little overzealous. The image originally tweeted by Guardian opinion editor David Shiramondi has been retweeted more than 9,000 times and inspired a lot of cow-based humor along with it. None of your cow-based humor is funny. Please stop that. All of you. It's not funny. It just isn't.
What?
Don't moo. It's not funny. It's not funny.
Did you hear the one about the cow, though, that had, like, the long face?
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, fancy museums, Jason.
Oh, man. Cool.
Kareem?
It can be cool.
Yeah, they're cool. It gives you a chance to look at stuff you would never otherwise see. Takes it away from the rich and gives it so that everybody can see it. So they're cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, burrito drones. Kareem?
That's a tool.
Jason?
Until they like install like a thing where I can drop it at the on your roof.
Like it's hot?
Like they can drop it on your roof and then deliver it into the house into like an area. Like tool.
I don't know how you two look at yourselves in the mirror. Burrito drones are the coolest thing I've heard about in months. Months, I say. Months.
But you're gonna have to go out. It's gonna drop the burrito in your yard. It's gonna need a docking station at your house. Which once that comes about, once you have like a docking station and it can drop the burrito and then like it goes into like a, you know.
All I need is a little burrito basket right outside the front door, and it's all good. Wait. Maybe the drone sends you a text message and says, I'm 100 yards away. Come outside and get your burrito.
So they can drop your burrito, and you can go drop a bomb.
There you go. That's why
Jason can stop at home on the way home.
Yeah. Well, if you they have those burritos called the bomb, and they call them that.
You know, if you get the spicy salsa, you will not wait till you get home to visit the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, Google, Jason.
Google is, sorry, but it's cool. Very cool.
Kareem?
This case, I'll say, is cool.
Yeah, Google is cool. Best search site. I'm a very Google life.
Yeah, very best email.
Mm-hmm. And here's the fun thing. I also have a lot of Apple stuff, and Google works well with Apple now.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah. So you don't have to pick one anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you get a Google device and you want Apple stuff, then you're out of luck. by the way, I was at the mall, and we went over to the Apple store so I could check out the new iPhone 7 Plus.
Oh yeah.
I want it right now. Really? I want it right in my hand. I want it right now.
I was this close to buying an iPad Pro on Saturday.
iPad Pros are pretty sweet, too.
Alex has one of those.
But the 7 Plus with the dual cameras, the zoom on it is crazy good.
Oh, yeah?
And the low-light photos just amazing.
Maybe I should get that instead of a Note 7.
Yeah. I hear the Note 7 is the bomb.
It might save you a pair of pants. Or your car.
It might. So, did either of you guys watch the Emmys?
I watched a little bit of it.
Okay.
No.
Did you happen to see the part when that's just a gift. Where they introduced Dr. Bill Cosby?
I did not see that.
No.
So basically they're coming back from commercial break, and all of a sudden the music plays and the announcer says, "Please welcome 4-time Emmy Award winner Dr. Bill Cosby." And the room fell silent. And there's a lot of stuff of Tina Fey looking around. And of course, people on Twitter are outraged, because people on Twitter are always outraged, because that's what you do on Twitter.
Yeah. What's new?
So Jimmy Kimmel then came out and said, "Don't worry about it. He's not here. I just wanted to see what you'd all do." That's hilarious, right?
Yes.
It's absolutely hilarious. And I understand the people in the room being like, "Oh God, what's going on now? I can't clap for Bill Cosby. He's probably a rapist."
Yeah.
here's some of the comments. "That dead awkward moment when they fake announce Dr. Bill Cosby, Jimmy Kimmel plays too much." Also, "The Bill Cosby joke was so not amusing to disrespect." "And that Bill Cosby joke, am I the only one who thought it was out of place? Hashtag Emmys."
Don't they know, like, first of all, don't you know Jimmy Kimmel, like, he's like the prankster of like all the guys like on late night. Like, he is the merry prankster. And like,
yeah,
this is a perfect style prank in Jimmy's eyes. Like, that's like probably like, he has a writer. He has writers, I'm sure, working for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a Jimmy Kimmel joke there. That's a Jimmy Kimmel.
And it was intended to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The humor of uncomfortability.
Yeah.
And it went on for just long enough so it was uncomfortable and could be funny. Not long enough so that people would be squirming for like a minute and a half.
Right.
It was fantastic. I'm sorry. If you don't like that, then you...
Hilarious.
You need to lighten up, Francis.
Yeah.
That's from Stripes, by the way. Meanwhile, we've talked about this before on the show. Women doing violent things and people not saying a lot. Well, meet Cindy Jean Underwood. She's a 39-year-old West Virginian. She has been locked up on $10,000 bail after she allegedly put out a cigarette in her boyfriend's eye.
Oh!
The attacks, cops say, occurred as Underwood and Jeremy Hughes were arguing in a home they share. As the pair squabbled, Underwood jammed a lit cigarette into her beau's eye. When cops arrived at the residence in response to the destruction of property complaint, they summoned an ambulance, which transported Hughes to the local hospital for treatment of that injury. He complained to police that he did not have sight in his eye. She's now facing a felony malicious wounding charge. She's being held in the South Central Regional Jail in Charleston. She's scheduled for a September 22nd preliminary hearing. I don't know what you were arguing about, but putting out a cigarette in his eye is not okay, lady. It's not okay.
I would probably have to whoop her behind when she came out. They might want to keep her.
You got to move out. You got to get an eye patch and move out is what you have to do. If your girlfriend's putting out a cigarette in your eye, you get an eye patch, and then you move out. Step one, eye patch. Step two, move out.
You move to a new city, and now you have like a burnt eye. Like, you wear an eye patch. Now you have that crazy story, mm-hmm. and you pull in some strange with it.
Yeah, you grow a little scruffy beard and tell everybody that you're like that guy in the soap opera. You know, Days of Our Lives,
mm-hmm.
wore the patch in his eye, and all the ladies loved him.
They all loved him.
That's true.
They still do.
I know way too much about that show.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
I don't think there's a more Florida story than this. A dispute on a Florida shuffleboard court turned violent. When an 81-year-old man allegedly punched a fellow pensioner and struck him with his shuffleboard cue. The confrontation occurred at the Pinellas Park Senior Center, which includes an open-air pavilion with 16 shuffleboard courts. Police say that the octogenarian Herbert Hayden had a verbal argument that escalated into a physical altercation. Hayden allegedly punched the victim, James Sutton, in the face and hit him with his shuffleboard cue, causing damage to both cues. Well, Sutton, cops noted, sustained a pair of 4-inch scratches on the right cheek of his face. Sutton's age is not indicated in the court filings. Hayden was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge and booked into county jail, being held on $250 bond.
Can you imagine, like, that guy, like, what if that was the first time that guy was arrested, and now, like, he could have gone...
That's going on his permanent record.
Yeah, he could have made it to the end of his life without ever going to jail, never having a run-in with the law, and then it's just over. Like, that's really, like...
Sadly, the criminal complaint does not indicate what prompted the reported argument. The confrontation came at the end of the Senior Center's Black and White Shuffleboard League. Oh, I think we know now. By the way, that competes Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. According to their website, shuffleboard is a popular sport for seniors.
No. It was all the young kids playing it. I mean, I know that when I go out to the shuffleboard court down in Southside Park, that's what everybody's playing, you know?
Well, there's more for you. Hold on, since we ran out of that music, I need to get some more Florida music.
Mm.
Or something close. I know it's Flo Rida music. Just go with it.
Yeah, it's
a Florida woman was arrested Saturday night after storming into a Wendy's and trashing the restaurant because she was unhappy with the food she received at the drive-thru. Investigators say that Keanti Gibson, who's 24, placed an order at the Wendy's in Seminole around 6:30 on Saturday, but she was dissatisfied with the food that she ordered. Gibson, cops say, began arguing with Scott Anthony Bowie, who's a Wendy's manager, who eventually closed the drive-thru window while Gibson was parked outside. And as Kareem knows, you don't do that to a black woman.
Oh, no.
She then got out of her vehicle and began verbally engaging the victim inside Wendy's. According to court filings...
Lock the door, close the window, don't give her an opening.
She began flipping and pushing items off the counter and deliberately splashed pink lemonade onto Bowie's face and chest area. She caused about $100 in damages to a display table and a metal iced tea dispenser. Cops also added their outburst disrupted diners and staff. She's a St. Petersburg resident. She was arrested for battery, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. Released from jail after posting $1,000 bail. By the way, punch a guy and hit him with your shuffleboard cue, $250. Throw some stuff around the Wendy's, including a little pink lemonade, $1,000.
That's it.
I'm starting to believe this whole thing about being unfair to black people, Kareem.
Of
course. Although,
yeah,
maybe this factors in. According to court records, this lovely young lady's rap sheet includes arrest for battery on a pregnant woman.
Oh, man.
I am not surprised.
Marijuana possession. Aggravated assault on a motor vehicle. Discharging a firearm in public. And possession of counterfeit currency.
Oh, man.
She's a gem.
So. Oh, man. Like, I love the, assaulting a pregnant woman.
Yeah. She probably had it coming.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Things happen. You know, pregnant ladies can have mouths that need to be slapped, too, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not okay. I'm not condoning it.
It sounds like, yeah.
I'm just going with what her logic probably was. She thought it was a good idea to splash pink lemonade on a Wendy's manager.
Yeah.
Also not okay.
Yeah.
Wendy's manager, look, you pissed the black woman off. You should lock all of the doors and the windows.
Yeah.
Do not let her in.
Or just give her what she wanted. I mean, really, how hard is it? Like, if she was upset with the food, how can I make the food for you? Instead of being an ass, badass about it,
Sorry, did I save it? No. Anyhow, you know, like, give her the food. And then you just, like, if it was a horrible food, if it was bad food, then give her new food. Like, just give it to her. Like, and then you save $100 and you don't have to get the cops involved. It's really easy when it come when you come at it from a customer service standpoint. So he should have just given her what she wanted when she was upset with her order in the first place, instead of being a jerk about it, probably. Like,
oh, maybe. I'm going to guess it's a lot easier to say that sitting here in this protected office than with a very angry African-American woman throwing stuff around at you.
If she tells me that her food's not good for some reason, then I'm going to help her out. I'm going to take... I'm going to ask her what's wrong. Now, if I've done that, then we, you know, if maybe he did do that. Maybe I should be giving him the benefit of the doubt.
In this case, I say you might, should, but he should know better.
He should have known that she was going to come back around.
Yeah. Oh. Did you just cuss Jason?
Or if she... if
look, back around.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Or if he saw her come back around.
Yeah.
If he saw her, you know,
yeah, obviously he saw her pull up in front. Like, you should have ran up there.
He ran up there, yeah.
And locked it, yeah.
Run away. Everybody get down. There's a crazy black lady outside.
Yeah, she's about to start some stuff.
Kareem, that's profiling, and that's not okay.
She would have stood at the door. She would have kicked the door anyway.
She would have kicked it, yeah. She would have broken the window.
Locking the door. We've seen this in the past. It does not do any good to lock the door.
No.
Because people drive their cars through windows. They smash windows.
She might have did that.
If she was really upset, she should have just gone home and made a call into them and said, hey, there's a gas leak in there. You need to break out every single one of your windows.
You know what she really should have done? She should have ordered one of them burrito drones. And avoided this whole thing.
There you go.
That's the burrito drones are going to save the world.
They're going to save the world.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Thank you, Jason and Kareem. Have a great weekend, everyone. Back on Monday with the uncensored episode. We've got some complaints. At least I do. I think the other guys will as well. Yeah, here's some more Flo Rida. This is Wild Ones on the Nate Darling Show. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.